This is The Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
Oh, what do you know? Lorenzo Lamas on The Naughty Show. Hey, Sam, way to go. You got Lorenzo Lamas on The Naughty Show. Now, I never thought that I would see the day when my good pal Sam Tripoli was hanging with the renegade. All together now, hey ho, what do you know? Lorenzo Lamas on The Naughty Show. Hey Sam, way to go. You got Lorenzo Lamas on The Naughty Show. Now, Lorenzo Lamas, that's good, man. He's no kind of filler. And if it goes really well, then maybe for the following week, you can book Bobby Six Killer.
Hey, yo, what do you know? Lorenzo Lamas on The Naughty Show. Hey, Sam, that's a way to go. You got Lorenzo Lamas on The Naughty Show.
Welcome, it's The Naughty Show live on Playboy Radio. It is the week that we have all been talking about.
Everybody's talking about it.
Everybody's excited about it. If you even understood how we are dressed, it's mind-blowing.
It's pretty good.
Everyone's decked out.
Everyone's stepped it up.
It is Lamas Mania here on Playboy Radio. Should we just bring him right in?
Listen, it's your world. We're just living in it, Kevin.
Yeah, no, that hat is what we're living in.
You could all live in it.
Please welcome to the show on Playboy Radio, the one, the only, Mr. Lorenzo Lamas!
Here, I'll do applause sound effects.
Yeah, Lorenzo Lamas!
Don't point it at me.
Oh, I thought it was just incense.
Oh,
Lorenzo
God.
Lamas! You gotta wear garter belts, you're gonna do this.
Yeah.
Hey,
Sam and Vic are lighting sparklers.
Hey, we're lighting sparklers.
Sam's getting sparklers on the power strip.
We have been talking about the week and it finally came true.
See, the thing about
motherfucking Lamas
in studio.
You guys, man, you're awesome. Look at you with your vests and your long
hair. We are dressed up. This is our Oscars. This
is our
moment.
You got the badass Harley in here. Front and center.
Yep. The thing about sparklers, you forget how long they go.
Here, if you get over there, let's get you some headphones.
Okay, cool.
So you can hear what we're all talking about. Are there headphones?
I brought my better half, Shauna Craig.
She's gorgeous.
Welcome.
Shauna Craig, everybody, live on the show. Thank you for battling the, if you need some headphones, here you go. Put them on there. Bam, look at that. Wow. Lorenzo Lamas. Here, switch with him, Gareth. Give him the...
Switch headphones?
Let's act like we're professionals here. Okay.
Very cool. These work out great.
Lorenzo Lamas.
And they fit around the big 10-gallon hat I'm wearing.
I've been there. Lorenzo, let's talk about our friendship and how deep it runs.
About 2 months now.
Yes. We did a show together.
We go way back.
We did a show. Where did we do? We did an Irish bar.
We did the Kirk Zipfel, great guy.
Very funny on
guy,
every commercial.
Cool dude. Yeah.
He's pushed everything from Walmart's to herpes commercials. If it needs to be pushed, that guy can sell it.
And sexually, he's always working.
He's always working. Isn't that weird when you look over and there's just a guy just touching himself during your show?
It is, and he's just like a normal-looking dude. He must be hung like a horse.
That's what I've heard. Commercial attention. Lorenzo,
but it's good to be here.
I feel like
I need to change all the radio stations in my car. It was so far to get here.
I appreciate you taking Southwest.
Oh,
I know you probably
God.
Live somewhere that has gates, white people, and sand.
Well, the only sand is in our bed, but, you know.
That's great. You live in a beach. You sleep on a beach.
I just bring whatever's in the ocean home.
That's great. Good. That's wise.
Kelp.
So does
kelp
your woman,
is good to bring.
Sand. Kelp is actually very good to
you
bring.
You're like a dog on the beach. Dogs will just bring like driftwood and whatever they find.
I just leave whatever it is on the front door for Shauna.
That's great.
Thanks for bringing that home, honey. Now, can you get it the hell out of the house?
Does she appreciate your fishing skills?
Now that you mention fish, it is a smell that you must acquire a taste for.
Sometimes you do.
You know?
Sometimes you do.
Lorenzo,
though, I highly doubt you have such a beautiful wife. A beautiful wife.
Talk,
and I'm sure women...
Talk to us. Talk. She can talk.
Please talk. She doesn't want to. I'm friends with a friend of yours. I think we talked about that
She
before.
Was there the night that we met.
Yes. Oh, Mara. Mara Merrick has always spoke very highly of you.
Thank you. Yeah, she's in New York now.
She is in New York. I always keep tabs on her and how she's doing out there. But she'd always said you guys are really nice people. And when I finally met you, it was great. But yeah. I doubt you've smelt some bad fish, Lorenzo. Your hogging days must have been my greatest days ever with women.
Well, fish has a shelf life.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
It's just like the fish you leave in the refrigerator for more than you should. You know when it's going bad. And you know as you're getting to know the fish better and better, you realize that, okay, we won't be doing too much of this anymore.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those go down, come right back up moments.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I can't believe that's ever happened to you.
I'm just a normal guy in a crazy business.
Same here, Lorenzo. I get that.
Are you telling me that pretty things come in stinky packages?
Let me tell you that my wife is constantly trying to shove her finger up my ass.
That has nothing to do with fish.
Well, but it's a great topic regardless. I think it's a really good topic.
We're talking about fish.
We were just fishing. We were just at Westfields. And we're going up the escalator, and don't you know, that wavy finger is finding its way up my crack, and I'm saying, stop it. Will you just get, what is it about my ass?
It's so mysterious. It's like the only place in your body I haven't explored. I love it.
Damn,
it's
right.
Always like in my face, like ready for the picking. I'm like, what goes on in there?
Are you guys riding escalators a lot?
My wife has an obsession with anything anal.
No, really? Not with anybody.
She reminds me of Howard Stern. I did a show, and the only thing he wanted to talk about is whether or not I had anal sex.
Which he won't do with me or anybody else.
Oh, but
I
you
tried.
Sound disappointed. I've heard
yeah,
that before.
Yeah, I'm really sad about it.
So you
it.
Want the renegade to go renegade on your,
well,
your anus.
Here's the thing. I'm like, you've had all these bitches in your life. You've done everything for them. Like, the least you could do is do something special with me that you haven't done with everybody else.
I think that's punch in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's many things I could do that are special that does not include sticking my, you know what, you know
yeah,
where.
But yeah. You've done that you haven't done with everybody else.
Do you think that maybe he loves you too much to stick it in the back?
I think he doesn't love me enough.
Whoa! Oh. Wow!
Yeah, you just we can't come to terms with that one item in the bedroom.
But so that's that brown sticker. Item. The brown item.
That's a brown.
But I offer many alternatives. You know, many alternatives that we have actually. You know, enjoyed.
What's on the table? What are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking about, Lorenzo?
I would love to know what Lorenzo Lamas is talking about.
Gee, I don't know. Birthday, Holiday Inn, 405.
Oh.
What happened?
Babe, I did that for you. You did it for me.
But that, at the Holiday
that,
Inn.
That counts.
I love Lorenzo Lamas goes to Holiday Inn for birthday sex. What happened at the Holiday Inn? What is birthday sex to Lorenzo Lamas? Look how excited I'm getting.
It just started with a blindfold, and all of a sudden there was a different smelling perfume in the room.
What?
Lorenzo is like the most... Okay, I know he's like this sex symbol guy, but he's actually like the most old-fashioned square I've ever met as far as sex goes.
He called me old again.
No, old-fashioned. It's very charming and endearing.
Always calling me old.
No, he's very old-fashioned. He's like, I don't want to do that. That's just too crazy. Like, I'm a one-woman man. I can't do that. And I'm like, babe, quit being a little bitch. Let's do it.
Oh, so you want to bring other women into the bedroom.
I want to bring everything into the bedroom.
You want to bring other women into the bedroom, diddle with his back fiddle. I get it.
Yeah, we need to work this out.
It's not a song I'm going to learn how to sing.
Right. It could be old-timey, though. It could be an old-fashioned song. You're gonna diddle in my back fiddle. Think about it. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Let's not go there either. I don't like to spitballs. That's just not
No spitball.
That might make it more enjoyable, babe. No. Maybe that's what we're missing, this spitball.
So you're like, let's do this. He pulls back. Like, I'm not into that?
Well, he's just very, like... He's very old-fashioned and classy, and I'm just a broad that's, like, trying to do everything that's crazy.
No, it was awesome. I'll tell you the truth. It was freaking awesome, man. I mean, it's every guy's dream for his wife to bring home a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I'm there, you know, in my robe with a blindfold on in bed.
Granted, you were handcuffed, so you couldn't really go anywhere.
True.
Ah, you caught the renegade.
So you guys are in the handcuff stuff.
Well, you know, I was a bounty hunter.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They're laying around.
I've got pairs of those laying around.
They're laying around.
But it was just very uniquely special, and I love her so much for doing that.
Where did you guys meet?
We met at a gym, actually, eating.
Eating at the gym?
We weren't working out. We were both in the cafe.
Nice. Doing your power shakes?
That's just what's really important. You know, you can go to the gym. You can have your flirtatious nature with the gym. But it's all about being there because you eat too much.
Yeah, I do.
You know?
You do the power bars.
We went right to the source. We went to, you were having pancakes. I think you were having breakfast.
Yeah.
Nothing that says sex.
What kind of diet includes pancakes? I'd like to get on that diet.
I worked out really hard, like 6 in the morning, just so I could have those pancakes every day.
With Mara. That's how who introduced us.
Oh, she
was
pushing you?
She was like my wife at the time, and then we had to get a divorce, and I married Lorenzo.
Seeing other people.
Yeah, seeing other people.
She was very jealous of me, actually.
Mara didn't like you because you took away her BFF or her girlfriend.
Yeah, yes. Lorenzo came to pick me up one day, and she was like, "You're not welcome here." And I was like, "Whoa, calm down." She's like, "Where are you? Where are you? What are you doing? Where are you?" Like, she would call me and she would say, "You know what time it is? It's midnight. What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm with Lorenzo."
Mara?
She'd be like, "You need to come home right now."
I tell you, bitches can be crazy.
They can be crazy.
Bottom line.
You know, guys are like, "Oh, you're seeing a chick? Cool, man. You know, just, you know, hey, listen, there's football next weekend. Yeah. Just, you know, bring a six pack next week. No worries. Go have a good time." Chicks are like, "Oh, really? So we're not getting together Saturday?"
Oh, yeah.
You're sitting by a windowsill while it's raining. Like,
it's all about them.
That bitch. I miss her, but that bitch.
Oh, my God. So when he was hitting on you, that had to be a little crazy, right? You're like, Lorenzo fucking Lamas.
This is so...
It's throwing game.
No, he didn't hit on me, though.
I'll tell you where it's at. It's just how humiliating our first meeting was.
I got to hear this. It gives every man hope.
It was humiliating, and yet it was also enticing because she comes over. Mara introduces me to this beautiful, you know, 23-year-old, gorgeous, you know.
Latina, Mexican?
Salma Hayek.
Oh, Mexican.
You know, Salma Hayek 20 years ago. That's who she is.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So she's walking over, and I'm going, "Who has Mara got, you know, over there on her shoulder?" And she goes, "Lorenzo, I'd like you to meet my friend Shauna." I go, "How do you do?" And Shauna goes, "Hi. Oh, my God. You're Lorenzo Lamas." And I go, "Yeah." "Oh, my God. I used to watch you on TV when I was 8.
My mother had a huge crush on you.
Man.
It's called...
Eat your pancakes.
It's like, you know the commercial for the vacuum, you know, the Dyson vacuum,
Dyson.
You know, just like full on power, like you're feeling fucking macho, right? And all of a sudden it's like, "Somebody took the plug out."
And it ruined.
The moment was ruined, but still, she's so charming. And I just smiled and I said, "Thank you so much. I want to die," you know. But never could I have imagined that I would actually get to know this person and have a relationship with this person. I mean, who am I? You know, some 50-year-old, like, action
superstar.
Star, you know. But, you know, it's just like one thing led to another. We just became buds, like really good friends. And I loved her smile. I loved the way she pumped the equipment in the gym.
I wish
your equipment in the gym.
Music, right?
Yeah, except ass machine.
I offered to train her.
Really?
Yeah, but we only did that one time because she's such a freaking monster in the gym that she humiliated me.
No.
Oh yes.
Babe, it was, don't
you
lie.
You ran circles around me.
No, the reason why he wouldn't train me again is because he kept getting boners.
That's true.
I know. What a great
that's
reason.
That's my big fear, man. Big boners.
We were stretching. Listen. He has his legs, these long, like, tarantula legs spread out, and I'm like looking at his crotch because I'm like, "Oh my God, he's got a bone." Oh, wow. Hey.
That's a weird moment because you're like, "Oh, I'm looking at his crotch. Oh, he's got a boner, but that boner's for me."
Yeah,
that's like, that feeling.
It's so nice.
Wow, he's got a renegade for me.
Yeah, I put her on the Stairmaster for 20 minutes and excused myself.
Yeah. The Stairmaster is what Lorenzo calls his penis, right?
I had to go to the shower and jack off. Seriously.
No, it's true.
It's true.
I love the way you said that too.
Because I
shout,
no,
jack off.
It was really. I don't know. You want to tell the story?
Yeah, tell the story.
Well,
I'm gonna take off.
Like,
I'm getting hot.
Here we go.
So we come home. He takes me back to his apartment.
For those who
know,
Lorenzo Lamas is
like,
stripping for our audience.
Ow! Take it off.
Boom! Look at that.
So he finishes training me, and he goes and he takes his shower, and he brings me back to his apartment, and I'm like, just come in the bedroom. I'm not gonna have sex with you. And then I proceeded to give him oral pleasure.
Really?
And he was like, yes, of course. And then so he was like, I'm sorry, I can't. This is really embarrassing. It's not that you're not doing a good job. It's just that I was so turned on, I had to jerk off in the shower.
That's
I'm like,
great.
Oh, that was so sweet of you. Yeah, I was like, oh. He's like, I wasn't trying to have sex with you because I didn't want to try with you, so I jerked off in the shower. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. You really respect me. You respect me.
Is this radio on?
I don't think so.
Oh, good.
We're going to do the real one in about 45, but I think this is some good shit so far.
Fantastic.
It's a good dry run, that's for sure.
But do you like that he respects you? He was the type of man that would walk off and whack off.
The walk off, whack off.
Not to hurt your feelings.
I've never done that before. You know, not even on a first date. Have I ever excused myself to go jack off?
Pardon me.
So I knew, of course, that we would be together forever.
There's a woman that makes
me want to go jerk off.
Yeah. You know? And then it's cool about it when you're back at your place.
That's true love right there.
Yeah. That is true love. That's so great. And how long did you guys date for?
We've been together for almost 4 years.
But we dated for 6 months because I had to, you know, I've got kids. It's complicated.
Three.
I had kids, so I had to kind of work her into our, you know, me and the three daughters. And so that took some time. And, God, that was hard.
Was it really?
Yeah, because.
He's concerned.
My 14-year-old was very attached to daddy because I hadn't been with anybody. Like, literally, I hadn't really been in a relationship, since I was divorced from their mother.
Right.
They were like babies.
Right.
So the girls grew up with just daddy, right, doing everything.
Wow.
So here we are. I've never had a woman over at my house ever in like 7 years. And here she is. And it's like, so I had to work her into the, and my daughter was very attached to me. She, you know, she would get nightmares and come and sleep in the bed. And so I figured that, okay, well, I can't move Sean in until I ask her to marry me because I don't want my daughters to see that, oh, daddy can just mess around with somebody and doesn't really mean anything because, you know, they're not going to be married. So I waited until I proposed to her, put a ring on it before I moved her in the house.
Oh,
wow,
and then
yeah.
Even when we moved in, when she moved in, I still wasn't going to end up like sleeping. I want the girls waking up and coming to daddy's room and seeing daddy and Shauna. Like,
and daddy in the bathroom whack it off.
Or that. Yeah. So we moved the bed from the bedroom to the living room because we're in a two-hole, like a trailer. Like we're in the, what do we used to call it?
I don't know.
Is it a Winnebago?
The Beverly Hills Trailer Park. I don't know.
Yeah, we were in a two-bedroom apartment so my kids can go to public school in Beverly Hills. So I'm like, we're living lean.
Yeah.
And we didn't have three bedrooms. We only had two bedrooms. So I had the two little girls in one bedroom. I had the 14-year-old in the other bedroom. And me and Shauna were in the living room on a bed.
The Renegade sleeps on the couch.
The Renegade.
Fucking Renegade, bro.
Fucking
The Renegade and the
Miss
Renegade. Pocahontas is sleeping in the living room.
She's right. Way hotter
His latest bounty.
And it, and you know, so it's been an adventure. It's been great. Now you know. Now my kids and her—they don't even talk to him anymore. They just talk to her.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. That's nice.
That's fine. I just ride my motorcycle.
Did they tell you?
Yeah.
Tell the guy I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Tell guy I'm hungry.
Tell dad to go make something now.
Jump. Tell the guy.
You know. We've been doing this show for a while. You know, we've had a wide range of rock stars, actors, and all that stuff. But nobody's gotten everybody excited as you. I mean, because you've done so much amazing stuff. You've done so much amazing stuff. And
nobody gets as excited as me, as we all know now.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Yeah, Sam, how excited was everybody really in retrospect?
Dude,
were people coming on the wall?
Were people fucking tile jizzing?
Everybody's Spider-Man.
Were they just spewing everywhere?
Yeah. Who's using a shower curtain?
Is it our fans? No, I don't think so, Sam.
What side are you on?
I'm on the side of right.
That's right. Truth, justice, and the Playboy radio way.
Yes.
Yes. Greece, Falcon Crest. I can't believe you're on Falcon. That is so awesome.
So old.
Who cares? Who gives a shit about old? What do you want to be on? Jersey Shore?
No. It's not bad.
It's great.
It's almost historical, which in some ways is old, because history is old.
Well, hey, Sam, man. You love history. You're always going on and on about it.
I'm a history buff.
Yeah.
Seriously, I love to work out and talk history. I just get buff while I fucking shred it.
Right on. No, I've been very lucky. I'm very grateful to the fans that have hung with me, even the ones that watched me on Joe Schmo. Thank you.
Joe Schmo. Red Band was excited. I go, yeah, we got Lorenzo Lamas. It's like, from Joe Schmo? I'm like, yeah. He's like, that guy's awesome.
Joe Schmo was the beginning of the second half of my career.
Is that what made you start getting into stand-up?
Into comedy, yeah. I really, really dug that whole comedy improv thing.
And you're good at it. I mean, dude, I'm not stroking your bone. You've already stroked it probably hanging out with your wife, but but seriously, you are excellent at stand-up.
Well, you're good at it. I mean, you're really good.
I mean, I'm
You're
awesome.
Really good.
I'm
you know,
awesome.
I mean, you,
I'm
you,
a killer.
It takes, let me tell you, the folks that are listening, you have to sit down, force yourself to sit down 3, 4, sometimes even 5 hours a day to get one joke that starts out as a paragraph down to a sentence that's going to be memorable, funny, and has a hook. That it is, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, it's freaking hard.
It is.
It's really, really hard. And the people that are good at it, I'm in complete awe of.
Yeah.
You know, Louis C.K., I bow in front of you.
Yeah.
Just amazing. And you're good. And I've seen so many good comedians. Kirk Zipfel is
great.
Yeah,
very funny.
So it's just, it's like a new beginning for me. I mean, I'm really enthusiastic about this second half here. You know?
How was a wife swap with Andy Dick? How'd that go?
Really, you know, not as funny as I would have liked it to have been.
Is it the editing or just it just didn't work out funny?
I wasn't as funny as I would have wanted
to be. Well, I mean, it's kind of being nervous that Andy Dick might be hooking up with your wife. And were you nervous that his wife would have a dick?
Well, he had a wife and girlfriend, right? Was that the scenario?
Yeah. He had an ex-girlfriend who he was with for 9 years, who he co-parents with. And then the girlfriend, Jennifer Jimenez. And it's,
Wait, so you...
Wasn't she on... Dr. Drew.
The Sober House.
Sober House. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I knew her from.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
She seemed nice, right?
I loved her. Yeah. She's amazing.
And Andy was actually a lot nicer than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I guess he's been through some rough times, as we all gathered. But he's found some humility.
Yeah.
And, so it wasn't funny. It was heartfelt. And we got a lot of positive feedback from people, our family, and from some friends. So it was all good. I did it because I really wanted, you know, the folks to see that we have a pretty normal relationship.
Right.
You know, I mean, in spite of what was said when we first got together, you know, we were like Courtney Stoddard and that guy, you know, I mean, in terms of...
That guy.
What's his name?
Doug Hutchinson,
yeah. Right? It's like...
They drink coffee near my house all the time. I see them constantly.
And you know what? I mean... I didn't mean to throw them under the bus. I mean, they might be very nice people. And it's just such a stigma, you know, that it's attached when, you know, a guy is so much older and all this stuff. So I wanted to do the show just so America could really see how fucked up we are.
Yeah. But that's a whole different thing. Like, it's nothing even on him. I mean, like, he's a great actor and stuff. And this girl who says she's 16.
Yeah.
Ari is like full on into her vixen mode. Yeah. Comes up. It's like.
But you can't blame her. She has a mother that's been putting her out there on the hook since she was like 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
You know,
she's like a parody of herself now. It started out with, like, you know, trying to be sexy and cutesy and dumb. But now she's gone overboard. She's not even like a person anymore. She's a character.
How did they get money?
I don't know.
His photo Where do shoots, they have money for?
I think they do it from those like, you know, set up photo shoots that they are always doing that are supposed to
but
be.
Those will
they always taken near my house.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
in a lot of them, actually, yeah. Sam, if I remember correctly.
I photobombed the shit out of
you're
them.
In a good amount of them.
You're carrying her coffee.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyway, it was just getting it back to, you know, because, geez, you don't want to throw stones when you live in a glass house.
And no, God, I know. It can't be easy.
I'm the first one to just, like, not even want to
yeah,
go
Yeah, but
there.
This works. You see this. This
but
works.
This
I wouldn't
work.
Double. I would be like, well, it's Lorenzo Lamas yeah. and his hot Mexican wife. I would say that.
Yeah. It
would
does
be like,
work.
That's Lorenzo Lamas in a ninth grader. I would never say that.
Right, right. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, I dye my hair.
Yeah. yeah.
Well,
so
I dye your hair.
Obvious. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like my little Barbie doll that I'm like, babe, wear this. Don't wear that. Let
and
me
I,
do your
you know,
hair.
I
yeah.
ride skateboards. I fly helicopters.
That's why it took me a while to get you on here, because after we did the gig together, you're like, yeah, I'll come on your podcast, but I got to do this helicopter thing. Now, how's that going?
It's good. I'm almost done. I'm almost a flight instructor. God forbid.
Wow.
You, know. You want to be a flight instructor?
Yeah, I want to teach people how to fly helicopters. I could have. You know, started learning how to teach people how to fly airplanes. But I'm figuring to myself, you know, when I'm thinking about this, because I have more hours, actually, and I'm type rated to fly a business jet. I mean, I've got
wow.
tons of hours in airplanes. But wouldn't you rather be in a helicopter if you're going to be stuck with somebody you don't know for 4 hours? I'd rather be in a helicopter than in a plane just kind of droning along,
yeah.
you know? So that's why, you know, so I'm...
What episode of The Renegade did you decide you wanted to fly helicopters?
It was actually it's I flew my first helicopter when I started doing that show, because Stu Siegel, who produced the show down in San Diego, he had a King Air, which is a turboprop that he used to fly back and forth to Burbank to San Diego. And his pilot, Kenny Gibb, we became friends. And he said, you know what? I want to take you up in a helicopter, because they had a Huey. They had one of those, you know, Army helicopters on the set all the time. Mm-hmm. And so he took me up in a helicopter. He was like. It took me a while to get actually into training. It was like I did it like 5 years after that I started. But I got my fixed wing first, and then I went to helicopters. Anyway, it's something I want to do. I mean, I see myself just doing comedy and flying helicopters and for movies and stuff.
Flying to gigs.
I want to do all that stuff.
Man, be driving to gigs,
That's how you
huh?
do it. That's so much better.
I got a gig in San Diego. I got to leave in 20
yeah.
minutes.
Well, I just because it might be a little trafficy up there. I want to leave 10 minutes.
I'll get
just
you there.
To be safe.
I'll throw you guys in the back. We'll go.
Let's go.
We're done.
You just heard that.
Right. We'll buzz LAX on the way down.
Well, I'm getting gigs in San Diego.
Evacuate. We're landing.
Now, Renegade. I don't know if
you can call me Lorenzo.
Hello.
That's the way to do it. Good feeler, Sam.
Do you ever watch the opening to that? I once in a while I'll check it out, and I love how there's this out of nowhere. There's this random black woman just walking through the opening. What is that about?
That's my ex-wife, Kathleen.
Really?
Yeah.
You date a black woman. Why do you hate white women?
No, that's Kathleen. There's no black woman in the titles.
I saw a black woman walking.
That's my ex-wife, Kathleen. She's blonde.
Can you look up Renegade opening?
That was a parody, Sam. You saw something on YouTube.
But mixed, like black and white. Like
yeah.
She's mulatto.
In the opening,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
there
random
is.
Because it's like, okay, does wow. the Renegade have some kind of?
Oh, you're talking to the Renegade, and the Renegade doesn't know.
Once again, a Renegade attitude. Not knowing,
black,
classic Renegade.
You can't remember the opening.
I don't cut the opening.
Yep.
Yeah, here comes. You're driving slowly.
Well, this is an amazing way to prove
she's
it.
She's like
to
in
him.
Some floral dress Describe or something,
it.
Right?
Yeah. Honor system.
Well, see, the wife knows because she watched it when she was 8.
I have a fresh memory.
What? This is a great shot.
Yeah, fuck you, ago. Yeah.
That's it. That's boom, boom. Well, and then there's some random... You're on the run. Obviously, you didn't do anything. You're just running. Like
that?
Was that her?
That.
Yeah, that's a different... That's not Kathleen.
Yeah, who is that? That was some random black chick.
You're right. That was a black chick.
That's just some random B-roll.
Love is facts.
I've never seen that girl before in my entire life.
It's such a random thing. Yeah. It's like the Renegade's got chocolate fever.
Yeah.
What is that about?
That's totally like the director's wife. He's like, yeah, we're just going to throw her up top. Then I don't
right.
get shit for canceling that little vacay a couple weeks ago. You know what I mean? 3 quick shots, silhouetted, a little wet, you know what I mean?
There's a Native American in it.
Yeah.
It's that, a very progressive show.
Bank.
Yeah, no, yeah.
She's
who knew?
Making bank,
she,
man.
Every day.
You
like,
know how many
cool,
times that title sequence has been shown? Yeah. You know, all over the world.
Yeah.
She's probably famous in like Persia.
What a great gig!
Is there
for
even
her.
A country named Persia anymore?
Yeah, who no. cares? If there isn't. There is
it
now.
Is
you hear
you
that, Persia? If you're not around, get on the map.
Geography was not my strong suit.
Whose is it?
Kicking ass was.
Now, do you ever have any guys who wanted to fight you because they thought you were the renegade? Like Brad Pitt after Fight Club, people wanted to fight him. And they're like, it's just a fucking movie, bro.
Yeah, no, fortunately, nobody wanted to fight me.
Yeah, because you're so badass.
No, I just, how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot in high heels.
You really don't get picked on too much when you're tall.
You know? That's true.
Unless it's by a short guy.
Yeah.
You know, then the short guys always want to prove themselves.
So. Gareth always
wants
to fight.
That's why I wear the top hat.
So
that's why I wear the top hat. It's like it's like Fletch with the afro. Gives me a little advantage. You know.
Gives me
another foot.
Yeah, man. I just used to love that show. And you just got so much shit going on. Bold and Beautiful. Bam. Schmo Joe, how'd you get into the Joe Schmo show?
The Joe Schmo was a complete accident. I knew the producer, and he said, can you do comedy? And I go, yeah, I'm an actor, sure.
Right,
you
right.
Know? And so he cast me in that. Sharon Levy over at Spike, you know, basically.
I know Sharon Levy. You know, I know Sharon Spike.
She's awesome. Anyway, she approved, you know, me to be on the show, and It was one of those, like a perfect storm. You know, Ralph Garman reprising his hosting duties.
He's
was
awesome, like
amazing,
guy.
You know, as the bounty hunter, as Jake Montrose.
Yep.
So it was just a good deal all around. I wished it didn't have to end, but they can only do those shows once every decade.
Right.
Till people know what's going on.
Yeah, if the listeners don't know, the Joe Schmo show, the idea of it is it's a reality show that's scripted, but one person doesn't know. They think it's a contest. And your season... what did they think it was to be the next bounty hunter, right?
Yeah, Ralph Garman played Jake Montrose, this bounty hunter, and we were all vying, all competing to work for him for a year and win $100,000. So that was the premise, and they just came up with all these wacky stunts and scenarios that were trying to basically goof the Joe Schmo guy, Chase Rogan. You know, how far can we push this guy before he says, wait a minute.
Right.
You want me to talk to an Indian shaman? And my spirit animal is a llama? Are you serious? But, you know, we're all selling it as real. And when you're invested, you know, when you're around a group of people that are all invested, you're not going to be like, wait a second. You know, it's like,
right.
Well, somebody next to you, he believes it, and that person believes it, right. So must be real.
Have you ever heard of a show called NBC's Wedding Crashers? They did a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
Was that your experience, Gareth, when you were trying to convince married people that you're going
to
shred
when
their
when I was trying
wedding?
To break up weddings at primetime on NBC, and it was only on for 4 episodes, which should have been longer? That was my experience, Or my experience was one time a Marine wanted to kick the shit out of me because I took salad off his plate and then I had to leave the wedding and stand by security. I misunderstood what they said in the earpiece, too. Because you wear these little earpieces, you know, you got these IFBs in your ear. And I took salad off this guy's plate and he was going to fucking murder me. And it was like people were like trying to calm him down, but he was going to murder me. So then I had to leave, and I stood by security for like 4 hours, like, how are they doing in there? He's like, stay right there, sir. I was like, this is not what I expected from my big break.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And you have some lovely children, and one of them is married to Nick Ritchie.
Right. Shane, my oldest daughter.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've met Nick Ritchie a bunch of times. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he's in the, he owns, for people don't know that he owns The Dirty, which is all in the news right now.
Yeah. He got a big break. You know, I guess the chick that was getting pictures of the wiener called Nick to break the story. So Nick is getting, you know, some
tons
props.
Of preps.
He's getting wiener money.
Getting some preps.
Getting
props
some
for
of
that
wiener money.
Getting wiener money.
Yeah.
Wiener money's better than fuck you money, I'll tell you that much.
So, I mean,
I think that dog is cooked, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Has to be.
Ludicrous that he would continue his pursuit of mayoral.
He was so, I've learned my lessons. It's like, yeah. That's it. That's it, buddy. Sorry. Look, you're just. Fool me once.
No, please.
Can't get fooled again.
Just Carlos, go away.
Right. Carlos, danger.
Carlos, danger.
Juan Carlos Peligroso.
That's why I would allow him to keep going, because that name is badass.
Only
enough.
If he runs under Carlos Danger.
If he runs
danger.
Under Carlos Danger, yeah. Let's go.
I feel safe in the world with Carlos Danger.
Listen. But Anthony Weiner or Carlos Danger? Who would you rather have
you decide.
You?
And the girl, I mean, I don't know if she's just, obviously she's just looking for attention. But, I mean, like, have you seen her on a beach?
I think she's looking for more than attention, right, babe? You told me a story today, what happened?
Well, I showed him, I'm like, babe, do you want to see this thing, girl? And he saw the pictures, like, oh my gosh.
Wait.
And she was
No, but what did you tell me that she was in talks to do?
She was with Steve Hirsch with a Vivid to do a tape. So she was getting into his car. Pictures of her getting into his car. So I guess she's like
these girls
to...
like 5 minutes of fame and then make an appointment with Vivid to go get, you know, quick money to do a porn. I mean, what? Where are we? What
happened?
What society are we living in? You
okay,
know?
We totally we did it the wrong way. We needed a sex tape to get out there, babe.
You guys
it's not
are good.
Too late. It is not too late.
We got five cameras here if we want to turn them on.
Yeah.
I could use the hits.
Oh, man. Oh, no, it's just crazy. What's acceptable? And listen, I'm old, so I mean, I have a kind of a jaded point of view. But it just seems a little bit like ironic, you know, that you can become famous and rich by just doing a porn tape. I don't know.
Someone said that girl, Farrah Abrams, got $150,000 at her first.
That's crazy.
That's crazy,
crazy.
Right?
I mean,
for her
crazy.
First what?
For her first
royalty
video. Check.
The porn.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
The porn. Yeah, who's buying these things?
Who is when you can watch it for free?
Right. What's the appeal of people in like a small scandal? Like, so you sexted Anthony Weiner. Why do I want to see you?
Oh, man,
of that?
I wish I could see that girl he sexed and get banged.
Right.
I can.
He didn't even bang her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody in the room would want to see the video.
I don't want to see her in the room naked. If she's like, you want me to get naked? I'd be like,
no, man, go.
You're totally good.
Maybe
go.
They're just like sexting with like subtitles. They're like, oh, yeah.
How
like,
old is
that's
we?
All. Like,
that's the video?
Sexting. That's the video. Sexting on the phone, on the computer. Subtitles.
Oh, God. If you LOL. Oh, God. LOL.
OMG.
Oh, God. Devil emoticon. Oh, boy. I'm back. Oh, boy.
How old is Weiner, by the way?
Oh, we've all
is
asked that question.
Is he 30 or is he 40s?
He's
40s. I think
he's
40s. Yeah.
Yeah. But wait, he's got the Weiner of a 22-year-old.
But
he really does.
He's getting older by the minute. You know, that stress is really catching
up. He'll be 61 wife. By the end of the month.
Yeah.
That poor wife.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's kind of complicit in the whole deal. You cover
at this point, she's kind of like, we'll see where it goes.
That's my Anthony.
Right.
That's the sitcom of his perverse life.
Have any of your kids gone into acting? Do you want them to get into the acting world?
Well, the younger three are the ones that we're busy kind of trying to keep out of the business, and it's ironic because they were on Wife Swap 2 weeks ago. But again, it was just for that one thing, that one way of showing the folks that, you know, you don't have to be completely dysfunctional to be a family in Hollywood.
Right.
And so that was cool. I don't know, they really don't really talk to me about like what they want to do. I don't think my 16-year-old really knows what she wants to do.
Yeah, who does at 16?
I think my 12-year-old, if anyone wants to get in the business, it might be her because she's really outgoing. Like, she will talk to people on the street just for fun. I mean, she'll ask them, okay, what did you eat for breakfast today, sir? You know, and she'll be interested. Like, I'm not interested in what anybody ate for breakfast.
An investigative reporter.
I would love for someone to ask me that. I'd be like, well, that's
thank you.
I had some eggs and toast. How are you? Are you good?
They're so charmed by it.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So she's the little Rachel Ray, like in a small body.
Right.
She might do something Rachel Ray. Like that.
How old were you when you got into it?
I was out of high school. 18, I think. when I first started going to acting school. I was 18.
And when did you land Grease?
19. And I still worked my day job when I got Grease.
You were doing Grease and flying helicopters then?
No, I wasn't flying back then. I was a trainer at a gym, and I was parking cars and pumping gas at three jobs. Because I just, you know.
What, are you Haitian?
No, I moved out of my house when I was 18. That was it. I just didn't want to ask Dad for any more money. So I moved out. I got jobs. I got an apartment. I paid for my own, you know, car and insurance, whatever. And so I couldn't quit my day jobs until, like, maybe I was 20 and started getting regular work as an actor. So
you were like pumping gas. Were you the best looking gas pumper in the history of gas
pumping?
I'll tell
you what's funny. Did you ever watch Magnum P.I.?
Yep.
Okay. Of course.
Was I an American in 1980s?
You know the character Rick? Rick, you know, Tom Selleck's buddy?
Yeah.
That has Rick's place?
Yeah.
Okay. Larry Minetti is his name.
Right.
Larry Minetti used to come into the Brentwood Shell Station in his white Eldorado convertible with red leather, and he'd look at me and he goes, "Hey, you're the Lamas kid, right?" And I'm just some, like, naive little 18-year-old. "Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Minetti. Can I check your oil today?" And the Larry Minetti is, like, 4 feet tall. I didn't mean to look at you when I said that. And he goes, "Would you check the oil? Check my oil, Lamas." And I go, "Yes, sir, Mr. Minetti." I mean, it's like freaking Opie and Andy Griffith. You know, I mean, it's just like this.
Oh,
this,
boy, a whole coin.
You know, I mean, that was me, right? Check his freaking oil.
Yeah.
And so 10 years later, right, we're at some television upfront convention, you know, where he comes up to me. And he goes, "Hey, Lorenzo, it's good to see you doing so well." And I go, "Hey, Minetti, check my fucking oil."
Oh! Boom! Boom! Did he remember that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He remembered it. And, you know, we're buds now. You know what I mean? We're buddies. But that's ironic, you know, that I idolized anybody on television. Like John Travolta. I used to leave the gas station, get on my bicycle, ride to my apartment, and turn on Welcome Back, Kotter. And I would think to myself, one day, that's going to be me. You know, I watch Magnum P.I. Fuck yeah, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. And it's just crazy as shit, man.
When you start working, it must have been like, first of all, you're going to work with John Travolta on Grease. That would be mind-blowing.
Yeah, that was crazy. And Olivia Newton-John, I mean, I had a huge crush on her in high school, you know. I even bought her shitty records, you know.
Right.
Now, let me ask
you. She was hot, man.
And
I'm on the set, you know, and I'm doing scenes with this girl, and I can't put two frickin' words together when
did
I look
at her. Did
you
think about running to the bathroom and toss one off?
Shower.
Dude, if I didn't share a dressing room with that geek Eugene, I would have. We shared a dressing room,
great.
Me and Eugene.
That's so great.
The jock and the dork work together.
Now, when you're booking and you're like, you're 19, you're booking stuff. I mean, you're 21. I mean, you got to be having a good time in Los Angeles.
You know, I couldn't believe it. I thought that somebody was going to say, "Hey, kid, it's a fucking joke, all
hey,
right?
Hey, you're Joe Schmo.
The jig is up, okay? You're no good. I will never hire you again. You're done." I always thought that somebody was going to say, "Hey, you know what? It's not working anymore." You know, it's going to go, "Oh, shit, now what? Back to pumping gas," you know?
Wow. Sorry about that, never, Mr. Minetti.
I was never secure in the work, never secure in the work. Until probably Falcon Crest. Then, you know, when you get picked up for your seventh season on a network show.
Took seven seasons for you to be okay.
Yeah. A long time.
It spanned the entire 80s.
I just thought somebody
like
was just going to.
Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if this
would
thing's
going
to hang
up. Quit talking about season six already? You got to knock on wood now. Everybody on Falcon Crest.
Yeah. You know, you're only as good as your last gig. And my dad, I think, really hammered that home. He always told me, "Lorenzo, acting is a great hobby, but don't count on it to support you." And I'm thinking, shit, man, he knows what he's talking about. It's Fernando Lamas.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I've been very lucky, very lucky, and had a lot of great acting partners in the different shows that I've done. And, you know, I just talked to Branscombe, who played Bobby Sixkiller. I talked to him on the phone today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're still in touch with each other. He moved to Hawaii, moved to Maui. His wife, Lei, is actually Hawaiian royalty.
Really?
So if you have any royal, you know, lineage in Hawaii, you get given a plot of land. You know, like at a certain age, I think it's like 30 or whatever, you get land.
Really?
Know? Yeah. So 10 years ago, Lei, his wife, was given 5 acres in Maui. And Branscombe proceeded to say, I am out of here. I'm gone. I'm moving to Maui. We're building a house. So he's built this compound. It has like, you know, like a regular residence. And then it's got like a guest house and stables and just, oh man, it's just, can you imagine?
That's crazy.
What a dream.
What a great life.
Oh my God.
Are you going to ever move? Do you ever think about leaving Los Angeles?
Yeah, we're talking about it, you know.
What do you think of Bakersfield?
Well, anywhere, obviously the big number two on everyone's
Cleveland
list.
What do you think?
Honestly, anywhere but Beverly Hills. I'm so sick of being in Beverly Hills.
Would you move with my people to Glendale?
No.
Tonight, where are we talking about tonight?
Burbank?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Rancho.
Yeah. I would move to Thousand Oaks, though.
I live in Simi Valley. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, Simi's nice.
Is there so much for your money. You?
Yeah. Hmm?
Is anybody renting around you?
I'm sure, we rent a house. Like, I'm sure there's houses.
I'll send you some listings. Tomorrow, maybe we all reconvene, and we'll go through some of the better Simi Valley listings.
Very good.
I think it's
we'll take
good
the
idea.
Helicopter. We'll fly around.
Excellent.
Take the chopper.
Google Earth.
Yeah.
Then we'll just see what else is going on.
I think it sounds a great plan.
You're not in the chaos, but you're, like, 10 or 15 miles you drive and you're back in the chaos. But it doesn't have that same feel, you know, as the rest of LA.
There's probably a couple of moves in our future. One is going to be out of Beverly Hills as soon as the kids graduate. I got a 12-year-old. She's got 6 years left, and then we can live.
Chance, she can jump some grades. She's so smart.
She could jump one.
We can live wherever we want after that. So we're thinking about, you know, and she likes the heat, so I'll be back in the valley either Thousand Oaks, but she loves horses too. That's why I was thinking about the Rancho, because it's so nice there.
Any chance of a sex dungeon? It sounds like she might be into that.
Love that so much.
She's not
mix
kidding.
It up so she can just tear
well,
up your butt.
You have your little workspace, and then near that's the sex dungeon. I think maximize the space.
What would you like in your sex dungeon? What would be fun for you to have?
Oh my God.
Wow, we got a live one here.
Oh my gosh, it's like Christmas.
Christmas came everywhere this year.
Yes, over and over again.
He's really conservative. What are you into?
I like everything. No, I feel like we need like harnesses and like straps, and we need like, you know, like
she wants to have her Christmas in the dungeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like every kind of like toy and like fun thing imaginable.
Like Rubik's Cube.
Well, when
like
the kids are graduated, Lorenzo, does she get to get a hold of that butt? Does she get a hold of that butt?
I'll tell you, Sam, I'll tell you what I told Howard Stern. I'm never going to either put anything in my butt or put my thing in anybody else's butt, ever.
Here we go.
Really? It's like, you'd have to kill me.
Yeah.
I just think that's really selfish.
Don't tell her that trick.
Yeah.
You've tipped your hand, Lorenzo.
Wow. So you're really down for that. I'm you know, we've done an audition. We have a wide range of guests on, and they always tell us kind of something what they're into. Some girls are into that.
Sam
the bondage
is probably
stuff.
Your opposite, actually, Lorenzo, because Sam.
No, I don't like stuff in my butt either.
But you love a good butt.
I love a good butt. I am a big butt guy.
Yeah.
I like to breathe through it.
Yeah, we're not talking insertion.
Yeah.
I like he loves look to munch it up.
I'm big at looking at it.
Breathe through it.
I like that. I like,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you play any instruments? Well.
Listen, it's bad enough I got to bend over once a year in my doctor's office. I just don't want to do
that's
that.
That's got to be rough.
Oh, so, have you ever, you've never had a.
Not yet. Getting ready for
proctology
it. I keep
exam.
Asking him. I'm begging him.
Jesus, it's uncomfortable.
You won't bend.
Dude, it's uncomfortable. You just you want to hope that it's a lady doctor. That's all I can say.
Does
you
that
just
ever
want
happen?
Those small fingers, you know.
See, do we just go rather Asians? We go Asian?
Yeah, Asian would work. Any smaller, you know, digit is fine. But
so
just,
you want to find a really... I want to find an old guy.
No, they have huge hairy hands.
Yeah, but I mean, I want to find like a smaller, like wasting away old man. Okay. Like a guy who's like, they said I should have retired a year ago.
I like to find a guy that says, you know, we won't be doing that today. Yeah. That's my kind of doctor. Yeah.
Yeah. I want an ass whisperer who just stare at it and know something's going on.
Exactly.
Shh,
exactly. Don't.
Wow. Well, I hope your dreams of bondage get, you know.
I don't have a problem with bondage.
No,
I,
have you ever done it?
I will tie her up from today through next
tie
year.
Tie me up.
But part of the problem
tie
is
you up.
That's what you're into.
Yeah.
You
want to
be
up.
A dog?
Are you going to tie me up?
Yeah. Like, I'm always spanking him, and I'm always having him, like, manhandle me. I'm like, babe, just fucking hit me in the face.
Just spanking
him. Joking. He won't do it. But,
JK, JK.
JK, LOL. Come on.
OMG.
You run out of things to do. You got to like liven it up a little bit.
I don't know. That's not what you said the other night. It was pretty lively.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? We did so many fun things.
I hurt you good, though.
Oh, we did.
Oh, what'd he do?
Well, it like changed.
What
like
do you
his
mean?
Penis changed.
Did he get angry?
It didn't change.
No, it changed for sure. Because it like. It was
what, is
like
an X-Men? It morphs
it was
into
like,
something?
I guess, because...
She thought it was somebody else. She had to look behind her.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, you're a black man right now. It's like it changes with the seasons or something. I don't know.
No, it was like a few
like
days.
Sam Adams.
No, it was like a few days. So, you know, 3 or 4 days without it, it's like, it's raging, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, because Lorenzo, he gets a little, like, he gets a little disgusted with me. He's like, I know you like those black guys. And I'm like, babe, they're mulatto. They're, like, mixed.
Oh, you must love the beginning of Renegade.
He's like, I can't compete with that. And I was like, babe, you're like a black man right now.
Aww.
It was amazing.
I'll take one Lorenzo Lamas over 50 black guys. He's the champion. That's great.
Oh, brother. This has been fun, man. Thanks for having me in.
Dude, I can't thank you enough for coming in. I'm sure you get asked to do this all the time, and I know it was a trek, and I know you probably have to fill up the helicopter again to fly back.
Gas up the chopper.
Where'd you place it? On the roof?
That's none of your business, Tripoli. He can't talk about that.
Gotta kill you.
That's right. You can find out.
Well, are you good? How long do you have the license so you can do stand-up again?
About a month. I should be done with this thing in about a month, so...
Well, we're putting together a big naughty show, comedy show. I'd love for you to do it.
I would absolutely do that. I will
do that.
It's
a great show.
And if you ever have anything else you want to push, like your helicopter business, looking for, because naughty show people love to fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Naughty show people love to fly.
I would do comedy with you tomorrow in a heartbeat. So right.
Well, just let me know, and I'll be there.
I'll work on some material, and we'll have some fun.
And I would love to help you guys design your sex dungeon. I want dreams to come true.
Let's just say there's a lot of plugs in that area, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, there'll be no more questions.
One more time, thank you guys so much for coming out. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
What a great show.
Where can they find you on Twitter?
And thank you, Shauna, for joining us tonight.
Shauna, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Shauna, you were excellent. I'm glad he made you talk on the microphone.
Very good.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
You were really funny, and if you guys ever have anything you're pushing, please come on the show.
And if it ever happens in the old,
I'll be trying to push something somewhere, but I don't know how far I'll get. Literally.
If it happens, just we can do phone-ins. You don't have
and
to
look,
call.
Look.
That would be amazing. I think he's really selfish, and he needs to like let that part of him go.
It'll happen.
Maybe
I'll
start
I'll tell you when it's going to happen, when I'm in a coma in the hospital because I crashed my power board.
Right.
Have you seen those power boards?
No.
Dude, you got to check this out. It's called the E-Glide. It's amazing. It's a skateboard, electric skateboard, 45 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
What are you doing? Are you going to do that?
That shit is cray-cray. I love it. I rode it the first time on Sunday. I'm in love with this thing.
Well, we're going to have to get one of those. But if you fall off.
E-Glide. It's not a lube.
That's
it's a skateboard.
No, but it sounds like it could lead to both. You knock your head.
Shauna, Lorenzo Lamas, thank you guys so much for coming on. Greatly appreciate it. Hang out for 2 seconds. Woo! We're just going to... And this episode, we'll take some pictures from you guys. What do we got going on?
Toronto, August 15th, 16th, and 17th. Sam, Gareth, and I will all be at High on Trees at the Underground Comedy Cafe. You can go to Brown Paper Tickets and pick up your tickets now. AllThingsComedy.com has a new forum up. Sign up. You can talk about all the shows. You can talk about all the comics. They have a big thing going on there. It's really cool. naughtyshow.net. Also, all together, sign up for that too. We have forums as well. Comment on all the episodes and the pictures. We'd love to hear what you think about our huge Llamas extravaganza. We hope you loved
Llamas it. Llamas Mania.
Yes.
And this weekend, the 2nd and 3rd, I am at the Madhouse in San Diego comedy show, 7 and 9 o'clock. Both shows. Come, hang out, have a laugh. I'm going to do some new stuff, so it should be great. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.